Hi, this is Susie.
Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
This is RX Talk with Susie, the first and only pharmacy-specific podcast for women, about women, hosted by women. As recently as the 1960s, women made up only 8% of all U.S. pharmacists. Today, that number has increased to over 55% of the women pharmacist workforce and 85% of the pharmacy technician workforce. With two-thirds of USD PharmaD graduates being female, these numbers are going up. Welcome to RX Talk with Susie. Your host is a pharmacist professional and educator, wife, mother, and the founder of Pharmacist Moms Group. RX Talk with Susie is part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Now, let's talk.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to RX Talk with Susie. Today, I have a follow-up show. We are doing a series with Cardinal Health in honor of Women Pharmacist Day. And today, I'm very, very excited to have on this show Cindy Pegg with us. She's a pharmacist, and I'm actually going to have her tell us a little bit about her journey as a pharmacist. She has a great amount of experience and a lot of different areas. And so welcome, Cindy, to the show.
Well, thank you, Susie. So my journey as a pharmacist, I would characterize it as a mix of traditional and non-traditional roles. Cindy Pegg, you will find this hard to believe, but my first job was at Piggly Wiggly, and I was literally the pharmacist in charge there, and so we got a lot of laughs out of that. But I started my career in the retail world and then moved into hospital practice, where I was a clinical specialist in a tertiary care teaching hospital, so that had a lot of exciting days with it. However, I decided that the clinical practice was not where my strong spot was, so I went back to business school. And with that, going back to business school was my entry into this thing called managed care. And I tell people, I was going to be a full-time master's in health administration student at Virginia Commonwealth University. So I needed a part-time job, and there was this thing called an HMO that was looking for a pharmacy director. Well, I tell people all I could do was spell HMO at that point in time, but kind of fell into it in the managed care in the world of Cigna, and had spent many years at Cigna doing some clinical work, but really moving into the business administration of the pharmacy, of their PBM, and actually helped build Cigna's first PBM, Cigna Pharmacy Management, and moved from there into the world of Medicaid at another pure play PBM, not a health plan, and then went back to a health plan, and then had this opportunity to come share at Cardinal my experience in that payer format, and also learning the world of Cardinal and drug distribution and drug pricing from this angle. But also the opportunity that led me to Cardinal was Cardinal's passion for helping pharmacists really practice at the top of our education. So that's what led me to sit here. So my role, again, mix, started off pretty traditional, ended up pretty non-traditional in that path.
Yes, definitely, definitely. What would you say to people who are listening that are interested in going a non-traditional route? You know, I know that yours was kind of this journey, and you talk about going back to business school and things like that. But what would you recommend to someone listening who is currently on a traditional path, but let's say they're looking for something different?
So I think just raising your hand and looking for those opportunities are always the way. Part of in our journey as women pharmacists, Networking is absolutely critical. So on LinkedIn or finding folks that have had that non-traditional pathway so that we can connect and kind of guide would be the way. But probably finding someone or some people through a networking and the social media that have these non-traditional paths to talk to say, hey, here's an opportunity, here's an opportunity, and just having that champion for them to break into that world of the non-traditional pathway.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we kind of talk about that all the time, you know, about networking and the importance of relationships, and having these relationships. So, you know, when thinking about some of the real world challenges that women pharmacists might face, can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that maybe you have overcome some of them in your career?
Sure. And I'm not sure I've been 100% successful, but we really do face a lot of challenges as women pharmacists. And the thing I have been thinking about a lot as the women in pharmacy and women pharmacists say, you know, we are the majority of our profession. So the challenges that face us, it is up to us as women pharmacists and women in pharmacy to solve these challenges. Things like the positions in pharmacy, the lack of practice sites in pharmacy, the lack of women in leadership roles. So there's some of the things that I have tackled and ways to overcome. And it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, finding a mentor, someone, whether it be a woman or a man that is experienced and can help guide and be a sounding board. But even more importantly, as a mentor, what I found most helpful was to find a sponsor. And the sponsor is the person that, yes, you bounce things off of, but they are your champion. And they are in roles where they can let you become aware of the roles, but also champion you to the leadership. To say, hey, Cindy would be really good in this role. And I found in my career, particularly as I got into the non-traditional roles in the world of insurance, which is a very male-dominated and continues to be a very male-dominated practice site, that having that sponsor that was at that leadership table saying, Cindy would be a good in this role. You need to put her in that place, really was the thing that probably helped me the most. The other piece I would say is to everyone, and I talk to myself every day about this because I don't ever feel like I am worthy of that role, is to raise your hand. Because as women, we think we have to be perfectly qualified for that position, whether it be a new job, an expanded job, and we don't. If you look at the literature, men say, hey, I want to do that, and I'm pretty sure I can do that, so I'll just talk my way into it. So that is it. Mentorship, find that sponsor, and most importantly, raise your hand as a woman, because you can do it, even if you don't think you're perfectly qualified for it at that point in time.
Definitely. I would agree. I think that goes along with that. I think there was actually a stat from, I want to say, Hewlett-Packard that said that women will only apply for a role if they meet 100% of the description. But, where men don't necessarily look at that and they don't have to meet the 100%. So there's a big disparity in when women are applying for things or, you know, even though they probably are just as qualified, mm-hmm. that sometimes they take the back seat if they don't feel that they met the whole job description. So mm-hmm. I think that's really, really important. And I want to just go back to the sponsors versus the mentors, because I think that's important. And I think some of our listeners might not actually even be familiar with the sponsor, the term. And, you know, I think they're definitely different, because mentors, they advise you, they tell you things, and sponsors are really the ones who are advocating for you, that are there to, you know, ensure your success. And I guess, in your experience, have sponsors been, you know, formal at the companies that you're working for? Or, you know, do the companies provide the support of having a sponsor? Or is that something that you would just go out and seek on your own?
In my experience, it was something that I sought out on my own. And I mean, the perfect application of, I have a mentor, and the gentleman is well experienced in pharmacy. And I actually reported to him for a while, and I bounce ideas off of him. I still call him if I'm looking at a different position to say, hey, what do you think about this? And he'll give me his insight. But I had a sponsor that I happened to work for sometimes and didn't necessarily work for at times, but she actually got me positions. So I was at Cigna. She had left to become, she was in the finance world. So it wasn't a pharmacist. She was in the finance world, left to become president of another healthcare company, and called me and said, we need an SVP of pharmacy, and I want you to come here. And I've gone to the board, and they're on board. And so she got me that job, and she continually, still in touch to this day, is always looking for opportunities for me, knowing what I'm interested in. So that to me that's my real world example of the difference between the mentor and the sponsor.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I completely think that's some great insight for a lot of the people who are listening in. Now let's shift gears and talk a little bit more about the Women in Pharmacy Initiative at Cardinal Health. And, you know, how can initiatives like this really make a difference for women in pharmacy?
So this is so exciting to me, and the Women in Pharmacy issue and initiative, well, we do have an issue, but the Women in Pharmacy initiative was established at Cardinal in 2012, and it really was the first program of its kind in the industry, and it is designed to connect women with the resources, the support, and the inspiration that we need to succeed in pharmacy. And it all goes back to Susie that by 2025, we expect women to be 66% of all pharmacists. We're nearly 60% today. However, we know that only 25% of women are retail pharmacy owners. Only a little over half are in leadership. So our goal with the Women in Pharmacy is coming back to providing the skills for success and talking about things like the difference between mentors and sponsors and raising your hand, and really design Women in Pharmacy at Cardinal is designed to be an initiative to help bring business acumen and those other skills so that women are successful in their career path, regardless of whether it be a clinical path, a business path, or traditional or non-traditional path.
I think it's great.
We need women leaders, and Women in Pharmacy Initiative at Cardinal is designed to advance that.
Amazing. And I think that's really what we need. And that's kind of where what Women Pharmacist Day is even about, or the Women in Pharmacy Initiative. You know, I think it's amazing when you state numbers, and that's why I want to restate it, that only 25% of, you know, women pharmacists are owning, they have the retail pharmacy. It's only a quarter of them are owned by women. And I think, you know, with the numbers as high as they are, why aren't women stepping into these roles? You know, and I think that there are support programs out there for them. And I think that it's an amazing area of pharmacy for women pharmacists. So what are some of the big initiatives that you're working on right now?
So part of our Women in Pharmacy initiatives, we plan to grow and develop a network of women in the industry that we can get together and share best practices and connect for mentorships and sponsorships, and support growth for all of us women who aspire to be leaders in the industry. Whether that takes the form of a retail ownership, multi-store ownership, long-term care, hospital, academia, association work, corporate environment, health insurers, pharmacy benefit managers, that whole gamut, just really establishing that network of women that have this shared passion to advance leadership. Our current members have asked for also additional resources and opportunities to learn more about how to succeed in business. And we're at this point in time exploring ways to really bring that to them through new workshops, through forum discussions with thought leaders. And we really just want women pharmacists where they to connect with them, whether it be virtually or in person at key industry events. Finally, I'd say through our sponsorship of Women Pharmacists Day, thank you very much for that initiative, Susie. But through our sponsorship of Women Pharmacists Day, we hope and strive to build awareness and recognition for all the amazing contributions that women have made and continue to make, and celebrate our perspective as women in pharmacy on the future of pharmacy as the majority voice in the profession that we have as women.
Amazing. Yes, I'm very excited for all of these things. And I think that, I'm very excited for the future for women pharmacists and, you know, what we can do and how things will change in the next few years. How can somebody get involved with women in pharmacy? You know, how could they determine that? Yeah. Where would they go?
Absolutely. Well, the starting point is our website at www.cardinalhealth.com/womeninpharmacy. So I'll just repeat that as cardinalhealth.com/womeninpharmacy. And once you're there, you can register for our quarterly newsletter or a link to join our Facebook group. And we sponsor several Women in Pharmacy leadership forums throughout the year and networking events. We just had one. Susie, you were actually there. Thank you for attending at our Cardinal Health Retail Business Conference in Nashville in July. And we also present at NCPA, APHA, and other national meetings. So if you're thinking of starting a new pharmacy or purchasing one, we can also get you connected to our experts in pharmacy transition services to understand what that path to ownership is like. So they're the ways I'd say to get started.
Great. No, that's excellent, because I know that there are quite a few women who are interested. I actually had one message me this week, and she was, you know, she was a little hesitant. She has young children, but there was an interest there. And so I know that there are quite a few folks who are interested, but they just really don't know how to get started or what to do and what they need to do. And I think you guys put on a great conference when I was there in Nashville. So I do want to say that as well. What are some things, you know, that are exciting, I guess, about the future for women in pharmacy? You know, some things that excite you for the future.
So this may sound a little weird, but I am excited by the challenges that our profession face. And again, as being the majority of the profession, it is up to us women in pharmacy to really deal with these challenges. So we all know the lack of the reimbursement on one end, the accessibility of patients have to pharmacists, those things, it's up to us. So those challenges and finding those solutions really excite me. But I tell you, Susie, at the end of the day, what really excites me is how much we as pharmacists and women in pharmacy can help people who take the medication. They really need the services of a pharmacist, and they need the services of the pharmacists that are women. We're very caring, and we're the majority of the profession. So if you need the care of a pharmacist, chances are it's going to be a woman. So that excites me of that need. It excites me that physicians and the prescribers, they really need us. The drugs today are extremely complex. And I always talk to my family members. It's kind of like, you know, you have a physician that will treat your arm, and one will treat your heart, and one will treat your kidney. But your pharmacist really knows all of the medications. They're kind of like the hub of your pharmacy home. And I know that everybody listening to this podcast could reel off horror stories of bad patient events that have happened because of that lack of coordination of the care that relates to pharmaceuticals. So the fact that how much people need us, how much physicians need us, there's a primary care shortage, there's a role we can step into there to really advance patient care. So that excites me. And the fact that we're really talking about as women pharmacists to raise our hands and lead the way for our profession, that just really gets me excited.
I agree. You're getting me excited as you're talking about all these things too. So I'm very excited too. I think that there are so many things that we can do. You know, I'm excited about the future of pharmacy and for women in the profession. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, all of the things that you've mentioned. One of the last things though, I'd like to touch on in this interview is really about Women Pharmacists Day. When I first thought about, you know, Women Pharmacists Day, I guess I was thinking, I went back to even back in pharmacy school and seeing some of the photos in the hallways where they had, you know, class of 19, 17, 18. And there were always a lot of men and there were only one or two women in each picture. And I remember, you know, my school that I graduated from, UIC, they had every single class year, and I just saw how each year there were more and more women in each photo. And it always amazed me. So when I learned that we never had this Women Pharmacists Day, it bothered me. And I was like, you know, we need to celebrate women in pharmacy. We need to honor them, and especially a lot of the trailblazers. I mean, I was in a class with the majority of women, but I know that there are some people who weren't. And, you know, just thinking back about the different challenges that they might have faced, you know, it was always something that I thought about as a pharmacist. But, you know, so I'm really excited about celebrating this year, the second annual Women Pharmacists Day. And, you know, I was just wondering how you will be celebrating it.
So I have a very exciting plan. I have the honor of speaking at the Texas Pharmacy Association's Women in Pharmacy Leadership event on October 11th, just the day before, down in Austin. And it's exciting to me because it's the perfect opportunity for women pharmacists to learn these valuable skills that we're talking about. And I don't have all the answers, but I love to share my journey and what I've learned worked and what I learned didn't work out so well, because there's definitely a long list of those. But I think that's also how we learn. But just to have the opportunity also to network with other women. And, you know, as a sponsor of Women Pharmacist Day, I have a slide in there with the T-shirt of What's Your Superpower? I love that T-shirt. And to share how Cardinal Health is advancing for our customers and our employees the ability to really engage through the social media promoting the Women Pharmacist Day. So that's what I'm going to be doing for Women Pharmacist Day, Susie.
That'll be great. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really excited that you're speaking. I think that we are getting the word out, and it's great to be doing programs across the country, you know, and we're really happy that Cardinal is such an advocate for women in pharmacy.
And just one other thing, talking about our website that I mentioned earlier, there is a Women Pharmacist Day toolkit on the website. So I encourage people to visit that at the cardinalhealth.com/womeninpharmacy for other ideas.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that toolkit will kind of provide everyone what to do, how to celebrate, more information on the selfie cards, just to make sure that everyone is involved. We want everybody talking about this, you know, this year on October 12th. We want everyone talking about it. So it should be really exciting.
I agree.
All right, great. Thanks again, Cindy. It was great to have you on this show. Would love to have you back in the future.
Well, it would be my honor and privilege to come back. This is an area that I'm extremely passionate about. So I always end things like, go women.
Exactly. All right. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to RX Talk with Susie. Please share this podcast on all your social media outlets and help us reach other women in pharmacy. Be sure to check out our website. Go to pharmacistmomsgroup.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.